That reminds me, Sean. I wanted to mention what I think is a first, certainly in my broadcast career and for this show. And I was sent the obituary of John Ciccatelli, who sadly passed away at the age of 65 last week and lived most of his life in Billerica and in Pepperell, but was apparently an avid listener of this show and of the WAAF show, and that is acknowledged in his obituary.
Really nice.
So it reads that John was a big fan of the Patriots, Red Sox, and Bruins, with football on the TV every Sunday, and WAAF, and then the WEEI, Greg Hill Sports Radio Show. Guy didn't know this wasn't a sports show, Curtis. Playing every weekday morning. If radio was not on, the TV was on. So I wanted to say, send our thoughts to John's family and to thank him for listening.
Yeah, it was so nice.
Yes, very, very nice.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I think the wake is tomorrow. Maybe we should send over flowers or something like that on the show's behalf.
I think that'd be nice.
Maybe that would be nice. Maybe we could get Jackson to deliver them or something, maybe, if he's available tomorrow. I don't know. We have a lot to get to on today's show, A Patriots Friday. Jelani Tavai will join us next hour. And are things getting better over there, or are they getting worse?
Worse. Every day.
Could it possibly get any worse?
I mean, a big one here. It'd be nice to win this one, a division game. So maybe you could put all the distractions behind, and maybe you could. I don't know if everybody's going to go to a hotel or something this evening. Maybe maybe head to the end zone so that nobody's tempted to go out and socialize with others.
Well, they stay in a hotel on what's the night?
On Saturday night.
On Saturday night.
I'm suggesting, Coach, that maybe they ought to spend the whole week in a motel.
They can only go up from here.
Hotel, motel, Holiday Inn, whatever.
What the hell? Maybe the soft comment will light a fire under their caboose, and they're all going to be
which
out
one?
There.
The one he took back, or the
maybe it will.
Honestly. If you're in London and you have a game the next morning that is at 9:30 on your body clock in the morning, and you're going out, like, that's not soft. That is totally
immature.
It's immature, and it's a total lack of respect.
It's unprofessional. That's
bingo.
What it is.
That's like, exactly what it is.
Yeah, I mean, like, so we had that call from Jake yesterday, which I thought was a funny call, but then I wondered, like, you know, is Jake making a mountain out of a molehill? And it sounds like he wasn't. Really.
No, he's making a very, very valid point, you know. And I started watching Starting Five. Spectacular.
You like it?
Oh, man. I don't know why they don't have me in there talking about, like, Tatum and, you know, because they go around to different places and get people that are fans of the team to talk about it. But whatever. And just to hear, like, LeBron talk about how he takes care of his body, and then listen to, like, Anthony Edwards, who's on it, and listen to Tatum. It's like in Sabonis out in Sacramento. To listen them to the way they talk about how important that is. And, like, Anthony Edwards said, like, yeah, I didn't really take care of it at the beginning of my career until I, you know, started to realize how important it is, but to be professional and doing these things and getting the rest and, you know, making sure that when you go on a trip, your business trip, and you're not, you know, doing things that can, you know, unless you're Rob Gronkowski and you can go out there and you can get carried out the club and then, score three touchdowns the next day. But most people can't.
Well, it's just a symptom of the whole entire organization and the lack of discipline, as far as I'm concerned. Like you want to call it discipline, or do you want to call it accountability?
But what about the rookie quarterback who's playing his second start overseas, and the people he needs to be there and ready to go are getting bombed.
Yep.
Like, it's just such a horrific state of the organization.
And it's just when a couple guys do it or how many did or whatever, it makes, from a fan perspective and then, I guess, you know, media as well, it makes you question everything. Like, mm-hmm. don't you question guys who were sick and, you know, had stomach issues or whatever it was.
A couple guys that were late.
It could have been shower water.
You know, it was Pop Douglas, right? Who wasn't it? Pop Douglas?
Yeah, he was sick.
He was sick.
Right, allegedly.
Okay,
right.
But then when, you know, when Christian Gonzalez was on with Jones and Keefe this week and they asked him about Pop Douglas being sick, I think his answer was, you know, next question, or can we, you know, they asked him what he ate, and he was like, you know, next question, or what. I mean, it's clear to me that you got guys who don't care that much. I understand because, like, the answer is going to be, well, why would you care? They're 1-6. Like, you still care.
Right.
You should listen to what Keon White said this week and said, we are making millions of dollars to go out there and play football. I'm paraphrasing, but that's why. If you're a millionaire out there representing the New England Patriots and you don't give an F, why should fans give an F to spend their hard-earned money to go watch you play? That's what's frustrating to me. And I don't blame the family thing because, like I said yesterday, every team has these trips and every team brings their family and they're professional enough to be able to balance both. This team that we have constructed right here is clearly not mature or professional enough to handle a game like
that. That's why you have to then, as the coach, say, no family. If you know your team is not professional and mature enough to handle certain situations, no family, we're having curfew at 11, whatever it is, because if you don't have those guys in the locker room to promote that stuff, when we went to New Orleans, I remember vividly, Willie Mack was like, ain't nobody partying down here. We'll party after we win.
So he said that to you guys?
Yeah. Like, no, we don't need to be partying out late.
You were all afraid of him, basically.
Well we respected him.
Rightfully so.
Yeah, we respected him because he was a leader and he backed it up on the field and how he performed. And, you know, there was also that fear factor of, like, he was serious about what he's saying. So I get what you're saying, Courtney, but we are now in times where even if you are an adult, sometimes I got to treat you like a kid.
And also, Greg, not to go too nefarious here, but sports betting is legal.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. You're out till 2 a.m.? Like, I'm serious. Like, if I'm at that bar and I see just, not even going to throw a name, a Patriots receiver getting overserved, acting like an idiot 10 hours before kickoff.
Right.
I mean, even just for something like that, it's a huge violation of the trust. Like, it's just so, and I so wish Gerard Mayo, instead of saying soft, said this was a business trip, but some people in that building didn't treat it as such. We'll handle it internally, but this organization, the veterans on this team, the people that buy in, and the fan base deserve better, period.
Do you think that there are, and when it comes to Gerard Mayo and his football team, that there are any consequences when you screw up? Like,
from him?
Yeah.
It doesn't really seem like it because Courtney brought up a great point.
That's a huge problem.
Yeah, Courtney brought up the Ramondre Stevenson thing.
Right.
You know, when he was fumbling, and you're like, all right, well, we sitting him down, but it was two plays late, two plays into the game, he was already in there. I mean, what type of, you know, at least when Wes Welker made foot jokes, he sat for like the first series or two. It doesn't seem that way, and that has to be a very difficult thing. That's why we asked them how to be able to coach some of these players in today's environment where you can't be as maybe disciplined or aggressive as you'd like.
Yeah.
Because you got to walk a fine line.
Well, it's just, it seems like from the outside that there's an awful lot of disarray and dysfunction there.
Yeah.
So, all right, we're a little bit behind, but it's a Friday. It's a Patriots Friday, in fact. So we will get to our leads coming up next.